For the Morgan Street Church of Christ, we would like to wish all our listeners and their families a wonderful and a healthy 2024 as we're getting ready to close out 2023. The most important thing we could determine to do is obey God's will. Obey the gospel if we haven't done so. We can finish out the year today by putting on Christ through the watery grave of baptism. And then we can come up out of that water to walk in newness of life. And the Lord will add us to His body, the true church, the church of Christ, of course. Now, if we are a member of the Lord's church, are we determined to remain faithful no matter what happens? We don't know what will come this year, 2024. If we enter into it, if the Lord, of course, tarries in His coming. So, we want to understand the importance of determination. Purposing our hearts, in other words, to do what God would have us to do. And what a difference we can make in our own nation and influencing throughout the world for the cause of Christ. And we'll begin our study on determining in our hearts, purposing in our hearts to do God's will in just a moment. Hello, I'm Bob Hawkins, and for the Morgan Street Church of Christ, we welcome you this morning, yes sir, to PFE, and we all know that stands for Preparing for Eternity, the most important thing we could all be doing if we're of the age of accountability. Now, at this time, we'd like to invite everyone to join in with us here at 540 East Morgan Street. That's right here in Martinsville. Yes, sir, we study God's precious Word in our Bible classes. And then as we assemble together to worship God, we're striving to do so in spirit with a proper attitude, but also in truth, in accordance to the New Testament pattern. And you would be very much welcome to join in with us. Something else to mention, if you are interested in having a Bible study where we can sit down and study together what God would have us to do in order to be a child of God and how to live the Christian life, we look forward to those opportunities, so please let us know and we'll set that up at your convenience. And if you have Bible questions or comments, positive or negative, again, you can write to us. That's 540 East Morgan Street, Martinsville, Indiana, 46151 is the zip code. And our office phone number, our office phone number is area code 765-342-6027. And our website address, www.morganstreetchurchofchrist.com. Now, let's get into our study this morning of being determined, that is, purposing our hearts, our minds, in doing the will of God. Now, when we make up our mind to do something, we're certainly more likely to accomplish it, as many people make New Year's resolutions. How many of them, though, fall to the wayside? We know that happens with quite a few of us, does it not? So if we're unsure or with a half a mind to do something, it's not going to work out very well, is it? But being determined, purposing our hearts, you see, that's the biggest part of the battle, isn't it? In getting things done. So examples of power of purpose are as follows. Each one of us could give a number of examples, of course, things that we have accomplished in our lives because we were determined as we purposed in our mind to get it done. For example, work, tasks that we're assigned that were difficult, but we got it done because we were determined to do so. What about in sports? Playing with determination to score the gold or score runs and make baskets, whatever the sport is. What about quitting bad habits? We have to be determined, do we not, to getting it done. Losing weight. Well, this hits a lot of us, doesn't it? But we have to be determined if we're going to do it. Fighting an illness. Overcoming tremendous obstacles. Well, these are just a few examples that we could name. But now try to think of a great accomplishment when there was only a half a mind to do it. What has been built? What goals have been accomplished? What battles have been won with half-heartedness? Well, we're not going to name a whole lot of things in that situation, are we? So with this in mind, let us all be determined, purposing our hearts and minds to do God's will, not only in the year 2023 as it closes out, but in the beginning of the new year, 2024, not only that, but for the rest of our lives. That's right. So let's look at Acts 11, verses 22 and 23. Then tidings of these things came unto the ears of the church. Did you know the church has ears? Well, that's not talking about the building that we meet in, is it? Where we meet to worship God. No, that's not the church. The church is the called out, ecclesia, the called out, those that are in the body of Christ, the saints, the members of the church. Now notice, the ears of the church which was in Jerusalem, and they sent forth Barnabas that he should go as far as Antioch, who, when he came and had seen the grace of God, was glad and exhorted them all that with purpose of heart they would cleave unto the Lord. Notice that again, that with purpose of heart they would cleave unto the Lord. That's being determined, isn't it? So purpose means with a firm mind, a settled resolution, a fixed plan. And cleave, to remain with, to adhere to keeping on, remaining loyal to, in this case, God. The church of Christ is where we need to remain faithful even unto death, and we will receive a crown of righteousness, Revelation 2:10. Now notice with me Ephesians 3:11. According to the eternal purpose which he purposed in Christ Jesus our Lord. So God the Father had this in his mind from the beginning. So it's an eternal purpose. Yes, it was God's purpose to send forth his only begotten Son into the world in the flesh in order to die and thus establish his church. The means of our salvation, his blood, is the purchase price of the church. And we must contact his precious blood in the watery grave of baptism, Acts 22:16, in order to be cleansed of our sins and become a part, a member of the body of Christ, the true church, the church of Christ. Now notice also 1 John chapter 3 and verse 8. This is another example of God purposing in his heart, being determined. He that committeth sin is of the devil, for the devil sinneth from the beginning. For this, here it is, for this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. So we're seeing God had a purpose. Of course, Jesus came to seek and save the lost as well, but also to destroy the works of Satan. So we need to appreciate that. Paul had a purpose in teaching others the truth including the young evangelist Timothy, 2 Timothy 3 and verse 10 through 12. But let's notice now, as we're talking about determination, the purpose we're having within our thoughts. You see, Galatians 5:4, we can see that God does not leave us or forsake us, but we can leave God. That is why we need a purpose in our heart to cleave to God, because we can fall from grace despite what some would falsely teach. Well, that's certainly misleading people to say that once saved, always saved. That's certainly not what the Bible teaches. How many warnings do we find? God is warning us. Take heed, lest ye fall. Of course we can fall. We sometimes sing the hymn, Hold to God's unchanging hand. Well, that's not only something we need to sing, but we need to apply it to our lives, as if our life depended on it, because, more importantly, our eternal destiny does depend on it. Holding to God's unchanging hand. Acts 14:21-22. And when they had preached the gospel to that city and had taught many, they returned again to Lystra and the Iconium and Antioch, confirming the souls of the disciples and and exhorting them to continue in the faith, that we must through much tribulation enter into the kingdom of God. Exhorting them, encouraging them. You've got to continue in the faith. So you can fall. If you don't continue, you have fallen. Now, we need this exhortation. We need encouragement. Because we are to work out our salvation with what? With fear and trembling. Philippians 2:12. Jesus said in Matthew 10:38, and he that taketh not his cross and followeth after me is not worthy of me. That's right. 2 Timothy 3:12, we're told that if we live godly in Christ Jesus, we shall suffer persecution. The verse reads, yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. So it's coming if we live godly. Be prepared. Be determined. Purpose in our hearts. So have we made up our mind with purpose of heart to trust in God? We must not trust in ourselves. We're going to end up in a bad situation. If we trust ourselves, we're a fool, and we'll end up in a place of torment awaiting the second coming, and then cast into the lake of fire, which is the second death. Notice Jeremiah said, O Lord, I know that the way of man is not in himself. It is not in man that walketh to direct his steps. He cannot do it. So we need to turn to God and allow him to direct our steps. Jeremiah 10:23, as Jeremiah understood that. Proverbs 3:5-6, trust in the Lord with all thy heart and lean not unto thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Do we allow God to direct our paths? Or are we leaning on our own understanding, which we're not to do? Well, notice something else. We need to certainly emphasize this. The love of God should cause us all to purpose in our hearts to trust and obey. That's a great hymn too, isn't it? Trust and obey, for there is no other way. Well, of course, 1 John 4:19 applies. We love him because he first loved us. And that love should motivate us, again, to purpose in our hearts to trust and obey. But let's notice now some examples of no purpose and evil purpose. We'll start with Matthew 25:18. But he that received one, that is one talent, went and digged in the earth and hid his Lord's money. Now this is the one talent man. And so we notice in verse 29, "For unto every one that hath shall be given, and he shall have abundance, but from him that hath not shall be taken away even that which he hath." So the one talent man didn't determine to use that talent and multiply it. No, he had no purpose. He didn't accomplish any labor for his Lord. And he just buried that talent and presented that when the Lord returned, his master. And it was unacceptable, wasn't it? It's not enough just to say, "I'm a Christian." No. In James 1:22, "Be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves." Let's not be deceiving ourselves. We must be doers of the word and involved in the work of the Lord. Jesus said, "Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven," Matthew 7:21. Are we doing his will? Here's an example of evil purpose. "I'll get you if it's the last thing I do." Well, that's evil determination, isn't it? Well, sure it is. What about the person that says, "I'm not going to give an inch. I'm not moving an inch when it comes to matters not pertaining to morals or defending the truth." You see, that's an evil purpose. I'm determined not to, you know, give in at all when it's a matter that could be where you compromise and work something out. We're not talking again about the truth. Of course, we don't compromise the truth, and we don't compromise good morals. No, sir. But other matters we're talking about there. You know, here's an example of evil purpose, and it should be obvious when you talk about Jesus being crucified. Well, who was determined to see that it was done? The religious leaders, the Jewish religious leaders, were determined to have Christ crucified. Notice Acts 23, verse 12. Here's another time they were determined. "And when it was day, certain of the Jews banded together and bound themselves under a curse, saying that they would neither eat nor drink till they had killed Paul." Well, that was the wrong oath to take, wasn't it? Because they failed, thankfully. But you see how determined they were? So, to have a half a mind to do something means that our heart is not really into it. Like Balaam, remember in Numbers 22:34? If it displease thee, well, of course it was displeasing God. That's why your donkey spoke to you, Balaam. The angel blocked the way of the donkey, and he understood more than you did. So that's another lesson there, isn't it, with Balaam not doing God's will. He didn't. And then God told him what he was to do, and so he didn't have his heart into it. But Jesus makes it clear, "For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also," Matthew 6:21. "No man can serve two masters, for either he will hold to the one, either he will hate the one and love the other, else he will hold to the one and despise the other." No man can serve God and mammon. It's one or the other, Matthew 6:24. And notice in Matthew 22:37, Jesus said unto him, "Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy mind." That's right. That's the first and greatest commandment, and the second is likened unto it. thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. So we need to understand. We can't just half-heartedly love God. We must be determined, purpose in our hearts that we're going to love God no matter what. Notice John 14:15. Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments. Well, the Greek word for love here is agape. Yes, that type of love, the highest form of love. Now, Luke 9:23, remember, as Jesus said to them all, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. One cannot do this without determination, purposing one's heart and continuing, no matter what happens, to be faithful to God. But with our time swiftly moving on, let's talk about now some examples of purpose of heart for good. And this is no matter what happens, of course, for us to follow these examples and trust and obey God. You see, the apostles, Peter and the apostles, had determination after they were told not to teach and preach in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, Peter and the other apostles said we ought to obey God rather than men. Acts 5:29, they were determined to stay with God's will, not man's will here. Their hearts were fixed on Jesus. Going back to the Old Testament, here's a good example. Daniel 1:8. But Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with the portion of the king's meat, nor with the wine which he drank. Therefore he requested of the prince of the eunuchs that he might not defile himself. You see, Daniel was determined not to eat that which was associated with idol worship. He wouldn't drink the wine either. He had determination. He purposed his heart not to sin against God. What about 2 Corinthians 6:17? We should purpose our hearts to keep ourselves pure and unspotted from the world. Certainly Christians must do this. Abstain from all appearance of evil. 1 Thessalonians 5:22. Notice 2 Corinthians 9:7. Every man according as he purposed in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loveth a cheerful giver. When we worship God, and part of the worship service is giving of our means as we've been prospered, we are to purpose our hearts in giving, knowing what we're going to give before we get there, not just reach in our pocket and pull out something. No, that should already be determined, what we're giving as an offering to God in worship. So we need to have the right attitude, of course, in giving, being a cheerful giver. So have you and have I made up our minds to do the will of God? If you've not obeyed the gospel, are you ready to make up your mind to do that? Today we stand ready to assist you. Half of mine won't do it. And what about those of us that are in the Lord's church? Have we purposed in our hearts to cleave unto the Lord no matter what happens? In the coming year, if the Lord tarries in His coming, Acts 11:23, as we've studied, let's remember we are to work out our salvation with fear and trembling, Philippians 2:12. And I want us to notice Romans 8:28 before we close out our study. Excuse me. Romans 8:28. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to His purpose. Let's stay with His purpose and do things in accordance to His will, having scriptural authority for the things we do in worship and the work of the church, and of course in the organization of the church, all of these things. It takes determination and purpose of heart to obey the gospel and live faithfully as a Christian. Of course it does. And now, we want to extend the Lord's invitation. This is coming from Christ. Come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest in your souls. For my burden is light, and my yoke is easy. You see, carrying sin is very difficult. That's a burden. And the only way to get it removed is to obey the gospel of Christ, to accept His invitation, and take on His yoke, which is doing the will of God, learning of Him and His will. And so we must hear the truth. Romans 10:17. Believe that Jesus is the Christ. Of course, He died for our sins. John 8:24. Now we're ready to repent, make a change of wills, and do the will of God. Changing our hearts and minds, being determined to do God's will and get out of a sinful life. Luke 13:3-5. Now we're ready to make the good confession, stating, I believe that Jesus Christ is the only begotten Son of God. As we know in Romans 10:9-10, that's unto salvation. So we're not there yet. But here's the step that puts us into contact with the precious blood of Christ. That would be being buried into a water grave. That's right. As you see this in Romans chapter 6, beginning in verse 3, know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into His death? Therefore we are buried with Him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. For if we have been planted together in the likeness of His death, we shall be also in the likeness of His resurrection. Jesus died on the cross, and then His blood was poured out when the soldier pierced His side. And thus, that's when we contact His precious blood in dying to sin in that watery grave. We stand ready to assist you, and we thank you so much for listening today.